Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Next up, it's time for Inspiring Hearts with Carol Lynn. She's new on the network, very new. So let's welcome her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Carol Lynn, welcome back.
Hi, Nicole. I'm really excited to be back, and thanks for the opportunity to be able to connect with so many and be a part of helping the human consciousness evolve and be inspired. So today, when I sat down to tap in on the show, I heard, you know, to do a guided meditation, and I called it Compassion Infusion, that we all need in this time of everything that's going on. So I wanted to talk a little bit first about kind of what's going on and a few maybe helpful tidbits of information to help you through it. And then while I'm doing that, maybe people could relax into their meditative, whether you're sitting or laying down, position, and then we'll go into the meditation after that. And then from there, if there's time left, which I hope there is, we could take emails or calls or whatever if you have questions. And
would you like
to answer.
Background music during your meditation, Carol?
I'm sorry, what?
Would you like us to play some background music during your meditation?
Sure. That would be wonderful. Absolutely. Okay, so just a few... Did you have anything, Nicole, I'm sorry, that you wanted to add or? Okay.
My buttons are delayed on the board. We're having a little bit of trouble with the switchboard. So when you ask me something, if I'm already on mute, it takes a minute to come back.
Okay.
It's a good choice of topic because everyone's been noticing the separation, but part of that is the judgment, isn't it? So this will be good.
Okay, great. As we all know, or most know, in our spiritual growth world, we seem to be shifting to a higher, speedier vibration. And there's different names for it, some third dimension to the fifth dimension. And we're doing it quickly. From what I understand from talking to, you know, guides and angels and of course, and others are on the, so we're doing it so quickly that it causes a lot of chaos, dark chaos and light chaos. And I feel like what we're being asked to do with all the crazy, you know, different things we're having to deal with, every human walking on the planet is, we're learning, I believe we're being quested, so to speak, to learn to live in change and chaos, to get comfortable with it, to be able to find our center no matter what's going on around us in the outside world or, you know, closer to home, family, all of that. And that doesn't mean just because all of that is going on out there in our world, we can still find our peace and find our true selves and find our path, whatever that is, and be happy and be joyful. And that's an important thing to be able to do because then we create more of that, right? And so whoever can find that place is really doing an amazing service to our world because If you're in joy, you're creating more joy, which makes a map for others to find that place. And so, you know, getting happy, even though seemingly terrible things are going on around us, is not a bad thing. It is a really good thing because it will help lift us out of that. And I think that the compassion part is for ourselves. Always you go within first and give to yourself, so then you have much to give to others. We've all been taught that over the years. And first, in the meditation, it'll be first to ourselves, and then we will, you know, go out beyond that and help and send it to others. So also, I don't know, there's so many different sort of definitions of the higher self, but just in case someone doesn't know when I say that, what I'm meaning by that is it's the part of you that really is non-local. Like you can imagine that there's this big energy that is your higher self, and it has been with you in all your physical lifetimes, and of course even before your physical lifetimes, and it holds all of that knowledge and information and is pure love, like the closest thing to, quote-unquote, what we would call God, goddess, all that is, right? That part of us that is that. And we are like this little tiny, little, I don't want to say piece, but piece of that higher self that has chosen to become physical in this lifetime and well, many lifetimes. So also, just a little note, our unconscious, I believe, our higher self and our unconscious hold everything, all of our lifetimes, all of our experiences, you know, everything about us as a soul. And also then our subconscious, there's one for each different lifetime. This is how it's been explained to me. So when I'm speaking of these things, this is what I mean. You may have a different idea of it, and that's great. But so in our subconscious, it holds everything that we've experienced in this lifetime. And again, there's one for each separate lifetime. So when we go to a past life, you can go in and, you know, dive into a different subconscious and get that information. But so for today, those two kind of, so if I bring those, if those appear in the meditation, you'll kind of know what I'm meaning by that. So today in all the, I did want to talk a little bit about, like, okay, using COVID as an example. It seems like there's so much polarity going on in our world, whether it's political, whether it's about COVID, whether it's about to get a vaccination or not get a vaccination. And I always, and I suggest to people who are willing to do this, just to really walk away from all those details, all the details, and walk back. And you can close your eyes and a visualization and just see yourself walking back and from the earth or from whatever situation. And then sit and observe from that standpoint and be open, because there, you know, we're here to learn and grow, and there's always a bigger picture. And sometimes when you can see the bigger picture and understand it or have different ideas, then you can get to forgiveness of yourself and others and, you know, have compassion and empathy for others. It's been a big tool for me in my spiritual growth. To be able to, that I've learned to do that. And I learned by doing a simple visual and just hitting repeat, because then, of course, our brain grows the ability or whatever, the neuron pathways to be able to do all that. So practice, you know, brings confidence, as you all know. So, COVID, it's, of course, it's a horrible thing. It's not a good thing. But through any experience, good or bad, you can choose to see even what the bad, quote-unquote, bad thing gave to you. So for many people, COVID gave people a time out to reevaluate their lives, to decide what was important to them, and to finally be able to stop and make the changes that they needed to. Some people, it was losing loved ones and dealing with that kind of loss. And I think for some, for many, it, you know, we've had to face fears. We've had to face being alone if you're someone who is not coupled, and then, you know, you're quarantined. Our big one, our loss of freedom, right? And then, okay, how important is our freedom to us? Also, another big one I found was learning to think about others, you know, and the impact you have on others. So, okay, you don't want to wear a mask, but, okay, wear one so that you don't harm someone, you know, you start thinking of others. And the function of it, whether it's wearing a mask or this or that, really doesn't matter. It's the fact that you got there and you could think outside of yourself. So these kinds of things have brought so much, you know, we're diving into our emotions. There's an intensity. It's the chaos. It's creating the chaos. And then, of course, vibration. You know, what vibration are you going to vibrate at? Are you going to focus on the negative? You know, you have to be aware of all of that. But are you going to spend all your time thinking about that? Or are you going to get happy and bring your vibration up so that you can help move everyone on out of this? And I feel like when we have compassion for ourselves and others, we can begin really to kind of like soften and break up some old patterns and old, you know, judgments and things like that. Of course, we all have all of that. Again, it's what you focus on that makes who you are, right? So, okay, with all of that kind of being said, why don't you find, you know, get comfortable and I can start going into meditation. I'll just give everyone like maybe just a couple seconds, and Nicole, maybe the music would be great, and we can begin. So just start by taking a few deep breaths and breathe in through your nose and hold. Breathing out through your mouth and just releasing all the tension in your body, all your thoughts. Just relax into the meditation, into a feeling of being safe, of feeling safe and comfortable. And knowing that you're not going to lose anything that you might want to hold on to. It'll be there when you get back. But just let yourself have this break. And we're going to move more and more into ourself, into yourself. So take one more deep breath in through your nose and hold. And releasing through your mouth. And as you do this, see that things are falling away. Symbols, feelings, knowings, however you feel it, however you experience it. One more, breathing in and holding through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you let go of this breath, I want you to imagine a sense of floating. Rising up into a beautiful sky, night or day, and floating in stillness, a stillness that's yours, a quiet stillness. And I'm going to count from 5 to 1. And as I do, you'll go deeper. 5. And deeper. Into a meditative state. 4. Safe place. Perhaps a forest clearing. And look around. Open your eyes, your inner eyes, and look around. And adjust. It may morph a bit. But let the clearing take form. You may hear a bubbling creek and trees. See the trees and hear them moving in the wind. Touch the grasses. Feel the wind along your cheeks of your face. Maybe lifting your hair a bit, connecting into this space, this beautiful, peaceful, safe space. And as you look around a bit, you can walk around and explore a little. You're going to notice to the side, somewhere in that space, to your surprise, there's a hot air balloon. And standing by the hot air balloon is your higher self in a personified form, or one of your guides or angels. And they've got the basket door open, inviting you to come with them on a journey. So you walk over and greet them. Maybe you recognize them, or maybe it's the first time you're consciously greeting the one who has shown up. And you climb into the basket. And you leave any fears or any concerns. Turn that over to them. I'll take care of it for you. And hop into the basket, and it begins, they close the basket. Touch your arm, and it begins to lift from this beautiful, safe place. And you lift, you go higher and higher. It's beautiful. The energy is clear and peaceful, and you're surprised at how safe you feel being up in this hot air balloon, traveling to somewhere you have not been before. And soon, as you're traveling about, the balloon begins to gently come down. And this time, the balloon is landing in a place that's filled with light, all different colors of light, soft, pastel colors, but bright at the same time. There are also flowers as you get down closer, and the balloon gently lands in another clearing. But this time, in the clearing, it is less familiar territory. There are clouds that have lights reflecting off of them. The ground is solid, even though it might not feel like it would be. And you step out of the balloon into the light and the colors, and there are beautiful flowers of all the different colors in this field. You can touch them with your hands or walk through. You're together with the one who's come to be with you. And you're walking towards a body of water, a pond. And as you get closer to the pond, you realize it's not very deep. It's more like a pool, but it's a natural pool with all the colors and lights. The water is a beautiful blue, beautiful clear blue. You can look down and see the bottom. And on the bottom of the pool are crystals, amethyst, clear quartz, rose quartz, citrine, whatever you see in there. The bottom of the pool are crystals. So, the one who's with you says to you, "All right, this is the pool of compassion. And the first thing we want to do is walk and pick flowers from the field. The flowers are willing, so pick as many flowers as you feel is right. And then you're going to put them in the pool. I'm going to give you just a moment to do that. Pick the flowers. Perhaps you meet eyes and smile with the one you're with. And maybe they even pick some flowers to add to the pool also. Also going to ask the light to flow into the pool, to imbue the pool as we're creating an elixir of compassion in this place, in this pool. And the crystal energy is in the waters doing their work. And then I want you to stand, both you and your being that's with you, and just wave your hand over the pool as the light is still flowing, the flowers are beginning floating in the pool. Wave your hand as though you're stirring the pool to create a soft, gentle whirlpool and mixing everything together. And your higher self, your angel, your guide, will be adding their energy, their magic, their love, their healing, a bit of themselves into the pool as you are stirring. And now it's time for you to go into the pool. It's probably 4 feet deep, 3 feet deep. And there's a little incline so you can walk down and feel yourself moving in up to your knees and up to your hips. And then up to your neck. It feels good. You can feel the water tickling you. And then allow yourself to submerge into the pool. You can turn around and fall backwards or go forward and swim a little underwater. And allow the elixir to soak into yourselves, to soak into your energy, to clear and clean you, and then also imbue you with your and a healing balm, a healing elixir, all the way into yourselves. And you can breathe underwater. You'll notice that if you take a breath in, you can breathe. So breathe in all of that beautiful healing, as well as allowing it to soak into your cells of your body and all your energy fields, all the way out, all the way through your 12 chakras and the 12 layers of the 12 chakras. Allow it to heal you. You may not know in what ways, and that's okay. Whatever ways you need. Your higher self is guiding the healing for you. They are here in everything. Filling you with love and healing. As you feel filled and you receive the healing for yourself, then we can set the intent. If there's any family or all of your family, begin to imagine that the water from the elixir from the pool is moving through your heart chakra and moving out into the world, in this case into your family first, going through their heart chakras and filling their bodies and their energies with compassion and love, of course, always love. And as you see this and as you witness, then you can move out into your community. Could be a knowing, or just set the intent and it will happen, even if you don't see it. So pour the energy out into the community and see it moving into all the consciousnesses and even the spaces, the physical spaces. And then move your intent and thoughts to seeing the earth and sending it out to the earth, the outside and all of humanity, everything on the crust, and then moving it down through the layers and giving to Mother Earth herself the healing and the compassion that she needs, that consciousness needs, or that group consciousness needs. And then after a bit, I just want you to imagine and remember that you're floating in the pool. And you still see the energy coming from your heart chakra. And allow it to move, and it will slowly dissipate and slow down and move back into you. And then it will stop in a place of utter peace. And you can open your inside eyes and swim over or walk over to the ramp that you entered into the pool and come up out of the pool. Your guide or higher self will have a blanket or a big comfy towel for you to wear to dry off and stay warm. And they smile at you, and you look in their eyes and smile back. And then they hand you a glass bottle with cork or a top on it. And they tell you that you can fill the glass from the pool. And then you can bring it back with you. Put it in your heart. You can put it in a pocket. And we're going to bring it back in its energetic form, so that you have it to use when you want. And they tell you that you can come back to this place. This is your place. It's in your subconscious or unconscious or both. But you have the map through the meditation to be able to come back. And you can create your own map also. As you come back more and more, it will be easier and easier to find your way here. You can fill yourself, you can help others, whatever your intent is, or all of the above. And now we're going back into the balloon, walking over with the vial or the container of the elixir, and lifting up, gently lifting up and moving back into your safe place, into the safe place within your subconscious, within you. Seeing the colors and watching the terrain below or in the air. And then you land back in that safe place. And you leave the balloon. And you look at each other and perhaps hug or say goodbye and thank you. Your guide may have a message for you. It's all whispered in your ear. And even if you don't hear it, it's in your subconscious. So you will. You got it. And then I'm going to count while you're talking with your guide or just looking in their eyes and smiling. I'm going to count back from 1 to 5, and then the count of 5, you'll be back in your physical world. 1, 2, 3, and then 4, you say your goodbyes, and you can feel yourself coming back five. You feel yourself back in the room and you're looking at yourself, your physical body, lying or sitting, and walk over and sit down or lay down in your physical body, bringing all of you back completely with all of the compassion and love and safety. And then you open your eyes and you're back in the room. On the count five, you are back in the room. On the count of five, all right, I'll give a couple seconds for people to come back more fully. And then I want to share a couple of ways that you can bring this into your daily life or in your practice, your spiritual practices, if you choose. Of course, the first one is using the meditation, absolutely. You can go back to it as many times as you want. The other way is if you go back, or you can use the imagine, go into a meditation and imagine, or just a centered place, and imagine that you have the elixir, the bottle with you, and that you have picked out a crystal. Or you've picked out an amulet. By that I mean like a pendant, or heck, it could be a stick or a leaf or anything that just feels like compassion to you, or you want to use that as your compassion holder beyond the elixir. You can wear it on your body. So you pour a little bit of that elixir onto whatever that object is that in your physical life, you pour the energetic water onto that item, and you can carry it with you. You can have it by your nightstand. If you're a crystal person, you can put it in a grid. You can use it all different ways. The bottle that's filled with the elixir will never run out because it's connected to your pool and it's connected to you. And you can utilize this. You can do a meditation on your own and bring that list and imagine pouring it over an area or a person or yourself. You can utilize it that way if you don't want to go back to the pool. If you feel that, not to use the word watered down, but if you feel like it's not as powerful or intense, go back to the pool and refill it. Go back and reconnect in that really powerful way to that energy. Another time, you can get a glass of water and a physical glass of water, and you can imbue it with the elixir. You can imagine pouring it from the energetic elixir into the water. Put both your hands on either side, write in a tent, and set the glass of water on it, and then drink it and fill yourself with that, and then you can leave it at that, or you can, again, go out to the world with that, or family, there's a particular issue, whatever, and fill it with compassion. You can write your intentions on a piece of paper and put it under a crystal and at night, or put it under your pillow and ask for dream time, and, you know, ask for healing in dream time, or that your higher self or your guide goes out with you. You may not be conscious of it, but they go out with you, or maybe you have a dream. It depends on if you remember your dreams and all of that. But those are just a few different ways you can work with us that are maybe a little quicker and very effective to do help yourself and also help others in the world. And I really think that there is a lack of compassion, understanding of what others may be going through. And as spiritual growth people, we have to remember, I feel that, and I hope that you will resonate with us, but we really have to feel that each of us does create our own reality. So you have to honor each person's experience. Like, say you believe in vaccination and the other person doesn't. Well, that's their experience that their soul is wanting for them, and they have things to learn from that. It doesn't matter what the subject matter is, which politician you like, which this, which that. It's really about honoring each person's experience and honoring your own experience very much so, and staying in integrity with that, but allowing others to have their same experience. That's a tough one, I know, because we all struggle with that. Even everyone does. Everyone, if you're human, you're going to have, judgments and this and this and this and this. But learning more and more to stand back and going, I really feel that person, like, their belief and their experience is as strong as my belief and my experience, or this person's over here. And when you start looking at it that way and you go, you know what, that's their soul's path. And who am I to say, who am I to say differently? If you keep your vibration high enough, if you honor yourself, if you honor who you are, no one can truly harm you. Like, that you keep your vibe up. If you're in a situation where you don't feel good or someone's opinion triggers you, sort of ask your higher self, because sometimes it's emotional and you can't do it in the moment. Ask your higher self or one of your guides to lift your vibration, lift you out of that. And then later, when you're alone, go back and go, gosh, why did that trigger me? What in me got triggered by someone else's experience? And I would like that healed, or I would like to utilize that as an avenue for my own self-growth, to look at myself and say, why did I get upset about that? Or why did I get pulled down that rabbit hole or whatever? And that, if you start going through life and looking at life that way more and more, it takes practice. You go back and forth, back and forth. I mean, I've been doing this for I don't know how many years, and I still go back and forth sometimes. I've accepted that I'm human, and the key is to catch it sooner, not to let it go so far. And then you can just boom, shift it, And that we're here to make mistakes. We're here to not be perfect. That's why there is a thing called forgiveness. It is a huge gift to be able to forgive ourselves, which then enables us to forgive others. But it's there because we're not supposed to be perfect down here. When we pass and we no longer carry a physical body, we can be perfect, whatever that is. So this is a different sort of experience to be physical. It's not meant to be like everything's wonderful and perfect. Through adversity, et cetera, we grow. But the key is that it gets easier and the adversity is not as intense. So you can learn more quickly with less pain, less negative outcomes as we go along. That's the key. And then life starts to get really fun. So I believe that's what I was kind of wanting to share today and was guided to share. So I don't even know if we have time for any questions, but if we do, Nicole.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that was a really powerful meditation, one of the most powerful meditations I think we've done on the air in 24 years. It was very well done. And I want to remind anyone listening, they can revisit this in the archives, newsforthesoul.com. Just look for Carol Lynn's page once we get the archive up. We have one caller that's been holding. I don't know if they have a question, but let's find out. Area code 334. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Area code 334. Are you there or stuck in a wind tunnel? You never know?
Both.
I'm sorry, Nicole. I'm having a hard time hearing you. I've got my volume all up, so I don't know what to do on this
one. Okay. Yes, we're having a bit of problem with the switchboard, although I'll assure you that your meditation came through just fine. We're having a problem on this end with the switchboard. Here's where we're at. We've got 9 minutes to the talk, so I would suggest doing, I know you've done it to some point, but if you can expand on the most important takeaways of why you chose this topic and focus today.
Okay, sure. I sat down and to center and meditate, and I asked my guide, Spirit. I often just call those on the other side Spirit. I asked Spirit, what will help? What will help the audience the most? The audience that's going to gather on that day, and also the world. But what will help them the most in this moment here and now? And that's what I heard. So then I let that percolate for some days. You know, I sat with it myself, and then I will just share with you, because as a healer, this is how I do it. So I went in and I found the areas within me that needed compassion. And it's like I studied or something before this day came. And I went to those areas and I began to work with them and heal them and just do what I do with myself, with clients, whatever. And it's been a really amazing 2 weeks for me. And it works. It works. You know, you don't know what's going to happen or how it's going to, the outcome, or, you know, as I wasn't real specific. I just told my higher self to bring me to the parts. And as a healer, I ran healing on them. You can pour the elixir over those parts. And an important thing is a lot of people I run into that are on their spiritual, well, I can't see what you see, or I can't. And I said, it doesn't matter. What matters is you set the intent. This is what I want to do. I want to send healing into my subconscious. So, you know, I have to make things like, Spirit has to be really clear with me and plain. So, you know, there's a door. Okay. I go into meditation like, okay, I need to go into my subconscious. So there's literally like a door. It looks like a wooden door. And above it in neon lights, by the way, is subconscious. So that way, you know, I know where I'm going. And so I open the door, and you can just, you don't have to go in. You can just flow that elixir, and you can have your higher self or guide or your inner self, whatever, some part of you that does know, do it for you. Just say, please do this. This is my intent. This is what I want. And then I'm telling you, it's like a miracle. All of a sudden, over the week, you'll be like, wow, I'm feeling better. Or I can look at that differently. Or that thing that I was carrying around and had such angst about is suddenly gone. Things like that. Or you're all of a sudden finding that you're happy. And it's like, wow, I haven't felt that for a while. Things like that. So
wow.
I started to do that work. And then today, this morning, I sat down. I was waiting. I wait, you know, okay, when do I write this out? And apparently it was this morning. So I sat down and I just wrote like a basic outline of, there was a lot of stuff that just came in, but I just wrote a very basic outline of the, like maybe five things. Okay. And then the rest, you know, obviously was channeled, as well as the healing energy, because of course I'm the conduit, and I just open my heart and let go. And
wow. And
mind you, I can't let go in other areas of my life. I have my own struggles with that, right? But I've practiced this enough, and I've learned to trust that I can let go, you know, and there's a feeling of safety with the guides, that it's an area that I can let go in. And I hope for you, if you practice and keep doing this, those of you that have trouble letting go, and it really is practice. And if you fall asleep, it doesn't matter. You're getting it in your subconscious and your unconscious, and then you can go back to the recording. And sometimes I have to do a recording 5 times before I'm, like, awake during it. I don't know why, but that inner work has to happen before you can handle it consciously. And
very true.
That doesn't mean you failed.
We'll get
it doesn't mean you did it wrong.
As soon as we can. I just want to let you know, while there's time, we do have a caller with a question, so we're going to try this again, okay? We have Opulence on line one. Opulence, are you still there?
I am, and I came in when you were at the point where the spirit guide was whispering in your ear. I gather there is a pond, a special sacred pond, a place where water flows into, that you drew some water from and that you used in other parts of the meditation. And I know I could go back to the recording, but since I got you here and I wanted to know, what could you elaborate a little bit more on the pond, since I didn't hear that, wherever the water came from?
Apologize, but I couldn't hear. Nicole, could you?
So she's asking for you to elaborate more on what the pond was and where the water came from.
I still didn't hear that.
We're definitely having some line trouble here. I'm going to mute you, and I'll try again. Opulent is asking for clarification about the water in the pond in the meditation, where it came from, and more about its qualities.
Okay, got it. As far as I know, it's a pond, and it's a place that's actually in your subconscious or in your unconscious. So it's a part of you, and it's a part of you that's very much connected to Source or God or whatever you call it. And the part of you, and we all have an inner healer. So I believe it flows from your inner healer, from the angels, from the guides. It exists. It is your compassion. It's actually your compassion. Your own compassion, and then it's imbued by others. So it exists outside of the physical reality. So some would call it the causal plane, right? The place where things exist before they exist physically. And of course, there's light. The light and the healing. I don't know if that helps or that gives you any understanding, but actually,
that
pool
your question,
is you.
Yes, I got it. It's compassion in a form of liquid that is within our body temples. I got it. Thank you.
Yes, perfect.
Okay.
All right,
good.
Glad we could clarify. And thanks for calling in. We are couple of minutes from the top. It's interesting, when we have powerful healing vibes going out on the air, we often have these weird audio influxes and strange things. So we've heard you perfectly. Hopefully you can hear me now, Carol, and that you heard me say that this was the most powerful meditation I think we've had on the air in 20 years. So hopefully you heard all of that. What we've got now is 1 or 2 minutes to do some shameless self-promotion. So what have you got for us?
Sure. I asked about that, which I should do. And I create, for a while I call them soul portraits, but they're really often not like a portrait of what you look like in your physical body. They're more abstract and full of symbols and things like that. And as I am creating it, I call them soul message infusions now. As I'm creating it, messages from your soul, you know, your soul is channeling through me onto the canvas. And then I do a guided meditation for you to connect to your soul and perhaps receive message yourself and learn to work with the painting and learn to work with your soul. And I also do a voice message recording of my interpretation for you. And so I was going to offer those from the radio show a 20% discount through the end of the month. And Soul 20 is there, and you can find it on News for the Soul website probably tomorrow. So that's what I wanted to share. I've got a couple going right now, and I think they're my favorite kind of painting to do ever. I feel so honored when I get to connect and touch and know someone on that level. It's just sometimes the tears are rolling down my face while I'm doing it. There's so much love from your soul to you. So that's what I wanted to share today.
Beautiful.
On that.
Let's
and
make sure they got your website, how to find you.
Yeah, it's carolyninspiringhearts.com. And of course you can find it on my bio on your website. And
newsforthesoul.com. Perfect. We've got you back on in a couple of weeks. I'm looking forward to that very much. More of this. You explained that you just did a few notes and channeled that. It was so good. I assumed it was something you had written out from way back, but wow. So more of that. Awesome.
Now, that was for all of you here and hopefully helped the world. We all helped the world, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
well,
and my
definitely...
the next show, I was going to, I'm just, for some of the shows, I'll try different things and see what everybody likes. And I thought it might be fun next time to do some intuitive guidance, messages so people could